A satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk, the dazzling contours of its landmass visible from space. Monumental metallic lettering spelling the word Universal encircle the globe and settle in front of it. Beneath it, in smaller letters, a Comcast company. A logo appears in a black space. Spring Hill, the dot in the eye flashing bright colors.
Let's make sign together.
Universal Pictures presents a Spring Hill Company, Tangerine Pictures, Cold Front Productions production. Seen in slow motion on a dimly lit basketball court, a player deftly passes the ball to a teammate with a bandage covering his upper arm.
It's the king. King.
Cameras flashing at random, the young man in the number 23 jersey jumps up and slam dunks it. He flexes his muscles and roars. The same boy, a few years younger, is laid out asleep on a carpeted basement floor. Words appear, how it began. The newly risen sun illuminates a flat suburban area, dotted with trees and houses. Akron, Ohio, 1996. Light streams into the basement room through glass blocks. Other boys laid out in sleeping bags around him. The boy sits up. He switches on a computer console and plays a basketball game with his now awake 10-year-old friend, Shion Cotton.
He's heating up.
Watch out, Shion. Move.
Little Drew Joyce, 9.
Oh, you're on the game. I got next.
Too late, Drew. I already caught it.
Willie McGee, 11.
You can't grab us no cereal?
Do I look like your mate?
Nah. 20, you 40. Pause the game, LeBron.
I will. Right after I...
Wait, I'm good.
As 10-year-old LeBron slam dunks in the game, he knocks Drew, who spills his cereal over Shion.
Oh, my bad.
Not even funny.
That's funny.
Boys, what?
What's up, coach?
Hey, Dad.
What's up, coach?
Hey, coach.
Y'all get ready for the game. I want to get to the Salvation Army early and clean this mess up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hurry up.
Yes, sir.
The boys watch as the man, Drew Joyce, heads back upstairs.
Not for real. One of y'all stank. Y'all gotta get that checked out.
Yo, no.
Home movie footage of the Akron Youth League Championship switches to live play. A woman in a pink shirt filming on a camcorder. The friends' jerseys say shooting stars. Coach Drew smiles as the boys keep scoring.
Take open shot.
A boy scores a three-pointer and runs along high-fiving spectators. The score reads 16-38. In a huddle.
I love what I see out there. I love it. A lot of chemistry between the team. I like what I'm seeing. We were losing this game, now we're winning this game, right? Remember, it's not how you start the game.
It's how you finish the game.
All right, guys, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Shooting stars.
Stood in a circle, they bring their fists together, then raise them up in the air. On the court, LeBron sinks a layup.
Hell yeah, when I make it to the league, I'm gonna have a big-ass pointer back, and I'm gonna swim in that bitch every day, sucker. Sorry, Mama.
When I make it to the league, I'm gonna put an arcade in my joint. Huge 40-inch, big screen, and everything.
That's gonna be tight. We can all build cribs next to each other, build tunnels under them so we can hang out, like, all the time.
Why will we need tunnels if we live right next door,
you know, food? Like the Batcave.
Oh, snap. We should put a big-ass basketball court down there, too.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
I don't know what it is, but y'all gonna do something special together.
That's right.
You know what? Y'all remind me of a song I need to play, something for y'all to think about.
No.
This is a beautiful song.
Oh, you know what song we should do? What's that song, Amy? Like Biggie?
Yeah, we should play Biggie.
Yeah.
There's no Biggie.
World,
what?
World,
your dad's musical taste is trash. But when I make it to the league, I'm gonna get a bunch of records. And I'm also gonna tattoo that fat.
Don't worry, Sion, you already fat.
Besides, tattoos are stupid.
Sat in Coach Drew's minivan, LeBron lands his quip on Sion and sucks on his drink. 4 years later, a much taller LeBron walks in from an apartment's balcony.
Man, we need to hurry before my mom get back.
Can't rush art, brother.
A man tattoos his arm.
Heard y'all finna start high school.
Yeah, can't wait. Buckle.
Yeah, I went there. Slept through most of my classes, though. But game night, it was on. Squad get all the hoes.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Sit still, dumbass, but his line ended up cross-eyed.
As the gloved man wipes off blood, LeBron's mom, Gloria, arrives home.
Oh, shit. Let's wrap this up later.
All right.
Putting no prison ink on my son.
I'm sorry.
I swear to God, Tat, I told you about this. Run, get back here. Tat.
Boy. In this whole world, you know.
Whoa. LeBron rushes out and hops on his bike.
Whoa. Gotta come home sometime. And that bell gonna be waiting.
Come on, Mama.
The title, Shooting Stars. He pedals over a concrete bridge and past a sign, Welcome to Akron, founded 1825. A sweatband on his head, LeBron cycles on, arriving in a suburban neighborhood.
Good,
I was good, bro.
13-year-old Drew's hanging from a pull-up bar outside his family home.
Bro, what are you doing? That's only gonna make your arms longer.
Yo, I grew a half inch just this month, so kiss my ass. Woo!
Sheon.
Yo, is that a tattoo?
Yeah, check it out.
What is it? Damn.
Is that a cow?
Willie.
It's a lion. He ain't done yet.
It look like a cow.
The hell would I get a cow for?
Hey, where y'all going?
Heading over to Buckville.
Yeah, y'all should come.
Ain't nobody trying to go to school in summer, Dad.
Well, it's about to be all y'all school. And if anybody benefit from meeting Coach Sams, it's you.
Coach Drew leans closer to LeBron's arm.
Boy, what? What? What is that? A cow?
I told you. Yeah. Come on.
That is definitely a cow.
I'm gonna cut that up. Hey,
tell me that ain't Sheon.
Later, looking in a trophy case.
Man, that fool don't look nothing like me.
Oh, shit. Yo, he got them chubby cheeks and everything.
Damn.
Relax.
Whoa. That's huge. Yo.
They stride into the large high school gymnasium.
Is he 55?
Well, it's like what you see.
Yes, sir.
That's what I want to hear. 1930s, white folks moved to Akron just so their kids could attend Buckville. They called it the Pearl of Ohio. Everything was white and pristine. You believe that? But now we're here. Academic excellence. And we still got one hell of a basketball program.
Hands Coach Drew a newspaper.
And that's why we value all the talent you boys are going to bring to this school. And I'm not just talking about varsity.
He looks to young Drew.
We need leaders on JV, too.
Wait, what, JV?
Junior varsity.
I know what it is.
Don't worry. You'll put some meat on them bones, and a few years, a few inches, you're gonna be rolling with the big dogs.
All right, bro.
Coach Drew shakes Coach Sam's hand. Later, playing video games in Drew's basement.
Man. How old Buchtel?
Huh?
I said forget Buchtel. Play sucks.
Man, why are you tripping? That was cool.
Yeah, for you. You ain't got to worry about your spot. Plus, Coach Sam's practically drooling over Uncle Willie.
Man, that's because I'm raw.
You over there downloading raw porn on his computer.
If I wanted porn, I just asked your mama to mail me some more pictures.
Yo, that's not cool, bro. She just cooked us dinner last week.
Yo, y'all hear me? Buchtel ain't gonna play me.
I ain't say that.
Yes, he did. JV, the man ain't never seen me ball. That's some bullshit.
Come on, man. It ain't even that serious.
What's more serious than Buchtel trying to break up the Fab Four? We supposed to play together.
Maybe if you stop lying down on your pops, he'll talk to Coach Sands for you.
She on to Drew.
My pops? Can't you see they was both conspiring against me? They shook hands right in front of me.
Look, if we want to play together, Buchtel's the only school in our district. What a choice we got.
And we'll still be on the same team.
Mm-hmm. Only thing is, you'll be on JV. You know, balling with the other Munchkins.
A sour look on his face, Drew spots an article in the newspaper in his hands. Former NCAA coach heads to Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's High School. Later, the man pictured in the paper is sweeping a gymnasium. Drew walks in.
Keith Dambrot?
No. Dambrot. Who are you?
Drew Joyce. Just need a second, coach.
You on the team here?
Nah, not yet. But I could be if you're lucky.
Tryouts aren't until October.
Well, are you gonna give me a chance? Nah, like a real chance for varsity.
Varsity.
With a smirk, the coach keeps sweeping. Drew drops his bag and heads to a rack of basketballs and wheels it onto the court.
What the hell you think you're doing? I don't have time for this. I just started this job like 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. I read all about it.
Is that right?
Yeah. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking like everybody else. Too short, too small. Not enough meat on the bones, right?
He sinks a three-pointer.
Maybe you go on home and eat your Wheaties. Maybe you get lucky and have a growth spurt.
But what if I don't?
He sinks another.
What if I get old and stay short, just like you?
Yeah, well, then maybe it's just not in the cards. You know what, kid? Why don't you take a hike, huh?
Kind of like how coaching college wasn't in the cards for you.
Coach Dambrot glares.
I checked you out. Head coach Central Michigan, 91-93. You were fired, right? Something you said?
No, well, that wasn't. I mean, I never...
It's all good. I understand. Sucks when people judge you before knowing you, huh? You played against the Fab Five, right? Greatest college lineup ever. Howard, Rose, Weber.
I know who the Fab Five are.
Well, me and my boys, we call ourselves the Fab Four.
Let's go, shooting shot!
We've been balling with each other since we was like 10. We can win you a state championship. Guaranteed.
Sure, cocky little bastard, aren't you?
He sinks another with ease. Later, arriving at outdoor basketball courts.
Starving, yo.
Yo.
Man, where you been at?
I was at St. V's.
Calf is cool. For what?
Yeah, there's a new coach over there. NCAA dude. He legit.
All right, that's good for them.
But we going to Buckton.
They ain't letting me play varsity, so I ain't going.
But we supposed to play together.
Y'all seem to mind that I'm the odd man out. I ain't wasting away on JV. I'm better than that, and y'all know it.
Yeah, we know. But Catholic school?
They got scholarships if we all sit together. Maybe we can get some.
They got a lot of white folks, too, in case you forgot.
I ain't running for class president. I'm going to ball.
You serious?
Dead serious.
You really willing to walk away from Buckton?
They got championships, my dog.
And girls.
I mean, what St. V's got? Coach believes in me.
Bro, we believe in you.
Well, you don't set the roster.
The friends take in Drew's words. LeBron.
I mean, what's St. V's mascot anyway?
The Irish.
Shion chuckles.
So, we'd be the Black Irish.
Yo, that's trash.
Nah, man. Them snow bunnies might be hidden, though.
Man, y'all know if we do this, our parents gonna trip out.
Later, mowing and trimming a front yard.
Buckton was the plan. We agreed.
You said Buckton was the plan.
Yeah, because it make the most sense.
Yeah, so you can get a job there while Bron, Shion, Willie, they get to play varsity while I'm on JV, right? Who cares about me?
No, it's not about that.
You were the one who said we was going to do something special. How are we supposed to do that if we ain't even together?
Let's reason this out.
Shion's dad, Lee.
All of you want to go to St. V's?
We just want to play together, Dad. Willie's talking to Ilya. And Bron, he's talking with his moms. Dad. Coach Stanbrock, he's a real coach. His squad played the Fab Five. Plus, he said he asked them to enroll us with full scholarships if we all just say yes.
Sat on the front porch stairs, Lee eyes a thoughtful Coach Drew.
Talk to your mom about it.
I bet. Thanks, Dad.
He grins at his son.
Come on, bro.
Lee.
What are you going to tell Coach Sams?
The truth, I guess. Does it matter?
Lee looks away.
No. No matter what you say, we're going to be labeled sellouts.
This is a Buckton town. We just living in it.
Look at you. Pose for me one more time. Come on, pose, Denzel.
Mama, this ain't funny.
Shit, me, it ain't. Oh, don't be all shy now. You asked for this. Go ahead.
She adjusts his school tie.
Knock him dead, baby.
As he walks to Coach Drew's minivan past non-St. V students, they laugh at his crisp white shirt and khaki pants.
No barking from the dog, no smoke. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I want to dig out.
All right, looking good.
Oh, my goodness. Look at y'all. Okay, now tell me. Which one of y'all supposed to be Carlton?
Stop.
You? Is it you?
Stop.
All four boys are dressed identically in their new school uniforms, their dark ties striped green and blue. As they drive by, a group of girls outside of Buckton High School stare at them, and Drew hangs his head under LeBron's glare.
Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week,
Coach Drew drops them off outside of St. Vincent St. Mary's High School. All of the other students headed in are white. The four friends now striding down a hallway, words appear. The freshman year. LeBron spots a dark red-haired girl smiling sweetly at Willie, who gives a slight smile and waves back at her. Later, the foursome are sat in a class with posters of Shakespeare and Mark Twain on the wall.
No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection.
As the students close up their books, a word appears, August, followed by September, which finds the boys sat in pews in a large church.
Shake 'em, roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with a 7-11.
Drew snaps his fingers, waking a dozing Shion. Later in the month of October, a teacher hands back graded papers in a science lab. With a broad smile, LeBron holds up his C-plus to Willie, who in turn holds up his A-minus, followed by the red-haired girl sat next to him. the two bump fists.
Man, with your cheating ass. She let you copy out for a test?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Today was a good day.
Hey, I know this is trials, but that's all just a technicality. Be the Fab Four. Show them how it's done.
The friends stride into the gymnasium.
Oh, shit. Black people.
Where y'all been at?
Right over left.
Seen from above, they stretch on the shiny varnished floor, the school mascot of a leprechaun painted in the middle.
So how come we'll never see y'all in church?
Chaplain required for varsity seniors. Jermaine, team captain. That's Marlon, Malik, Jake. And back there is Chris.
Switch!
Well, this Shion, that's Braun, little Drew.
Willie McGee, one of the best players in the city, right?
Well, in this gym, you're just another freshman.
Danbrot recruited us.
Danbrot's a burnout. Y'all know why he landed here, right? I'm surprised you even came.
Heads up!
Danbrot stares from the upper bleachers.
Okay. When I was your age, I hated being in high school. Now that I'm back, I hate it even more. So I gotta be here. I'm gonna win. I don't give a shit if you started last year or you got a scholarship or if your uncle's Michael Jordan. If you're weak or lazy, you ain't making the team. If you're slow, you ain't making the team. If you suck, you're out. For everyone left, the next 4 hours will tell us who makes it and who breaks it. Coop, it's all yours.
Everybody on the line, let's go!
The hopefuls run back and forth along the floor at an ever-increasing distance. They take to the bleachers, running up and down them. Danbrot occasionally chucking a ball at one of them.
Yo, is this tryouts or fight club?
Drew, what's up with your boy?
Any of you tired? Worn out? Fatigued? Maybe you're hungry. If that's the case, get out of my gym! Suicides, again.
They sprint on the court again.
Burpees!
They drop down into press-ups and hop up.
Again! Again.
Stood with their legs wide, they sprint in place and crab walk from side to side.
Slack and chin. All right, gentlemen, bear crawl. Bear crawl now, and you stand tall later.
On all fours, they move along the floor.
Yo, if that was tryouts, I don't even want to think about actual practice. I'd rather quit school and join the Marines than do that shit again.
Maybe Buckter will take us back.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to y'all, man. We made the team, right? So stop tripping.
Only reason why we here is because you a midget. Now we all gotta suffer.
No, we came here because we the Fab Four.
Didn't them hating-ass seniors and Coach Kuckuberg give a shit about the Fab Four?
They threw a basketball in my head.
An exhausted Shion stares at nothing.
What's up, man? I've been waiting in the car for like 10 minutes.
Oh, sorry, man.
So I would ask y'all how it went, but... All right, come on. I can't be late for work, man. Come on. Gotta go. And if any of y'all want to ride, y'all better come on, too.
Willie nods, and they all struggle up onto their feet.
Hey, listen. Let it play out, all right? It's day one. It'll get better when the season starts.
Irish versus Central Howard.
Hey, this is some bullshit.
What'd you say?
This is some bullshit.
No freshmen allowed.
How we bench warming my Romeo Travis of all people get to start for Central?
So old my ass whooping for stealing my J's.
He beat your ass. I was there.
He did beat your ass.
You looking at Munchkin?
Yo, coach. Yo, coach, put me in.
Well, I don't think coach heard you, dog.
What you mean?
For the 15th time. You keep yelling at him, he ain't never gonna play us.
They're not very good, huh?
No.
Willie's brother and his girlfriend.
God damn it!
Come on!
Marlon, come on in. Get your soft ass down. Willie, you're in the game.
Wait, me?
Let's go!
Yo, go! 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 Go!
Pass the ball, pass it.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
This some
bullshit.
They ain't passing Willie the ball. He ain't getting no love.
Shut up, Drew.
Hey, what?
Shut up.
Give it the 3-4.
All right, now.
Defense, Willie!
Be up, Willie.
There he is, yeah.
Willie steals the ball and easily makes a layup.
Ain't no way you ain't making the rotation after tonight.
Man, if they would have put you in earlier, we would have won. You was the only one playing D.
Man, if we all was out there, we would have been blew their ass up. So y'all got something to say.
Nobody was talking to you.
If you got a problem with rotation, go ahead and take it up with coach. But that's right, because he don't want to hear shit you got to say.
We ain't come to not play.
But y'all ain't special. You pay your dues just like we had to. Like everybody. And if y'all don't like it, then quit.
Y'all ain't doing nothing else out there other than losing.
Hold on. What'd you say?
Oh, you heard me.
Yeah, you deaf? You want me to say it louder, Mr. 7 points, 5 rebounds, 4 turnovers?
The season hasn't even started yet, and Marty sick of these pops.
Man, what?
What'd you say?
Hold on, all right. So y'all think y'all better than us, right?
Duh. Yeah.
For sure.
So meet here tomorrow at 4, and then we'll see what's up.
Man, girls, volleyball practice is at 4.
How do you know that?
How do you not?
I mean, Better Spark is always open if y'all ain't scared. Y'all versus the Fab Four.
The next day, the seniors pile out of one of the students' high-end cars.
I didn't think you guys were gonna show up.
Why? Ain't nobody scared.
The four friends are snacking near an ice cream truck.
Those matching shirts is cute.
Well, you gotta earn these, playboy.
A new guy extends his hand.
Hey, James Badeski. But, you can call me Jimmy. Cap said I'm your fifth man?
The four eye each other.
First 21?
Let's do it.
Words flash by. Welcome to the Terror Dome, Betts Park. LeBron sinks his first basket.
Hey! Yeah.
Set me up.
Swing.
Yup,
nah,
it's
mine.
Oh! Hey! Oh, take that.
Get away, Willie, you got it. Oh, hey! My goodness!
Oh, what up, Cap? Willie McGee. You know I'm about to go left and dunk this, right? Watch me. Yup.
You are my sons.
Little ass freshman.
Come on.
LeBron responds to Jermaine's basket by slam dunking one of his own.
Wow, that kid's a freshman? I've never seen anything like that. Hey, what should I do?
You're doing it, man. Keep it up.
King of the town. Scrawny and wearing prescription goggles, Jimmy stays on the periphery while the Fab Four rule the court. In a replay titled, He Called Glass, Drew sinks a three-pointer. Shortly after, LeBron passes to Willie, who steams down the court and passes back to LeBron for a slam dunk.
Playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters? Where them dimes at?
Hey! Let's go
to him! Pass the rock.
Damn, I'm open.
You ain't have shit.
Man, they got us down 14-10. Wake up!
Coach Dambrot arrives and watches the tail end of the game, his arms folded tightly across his chest.
What was that? Gunfire?
So what they shooting over there? We shooting over here. Game point.
Seen in slow motion, the Fab Four work the ball down court, dribble past the older opponents, passes at times behind their backs, LeBron slam dunks the winning point. Fab 4 21, Seniors 11. As a frustrated Jermaine bounces the ball high in the air, the Fab Four and Jimmy bump shoulders and shake hands.
Yeah,
Drew spots Coach Dambrot leaning against his car hood.
Yo, Coach. You hungry?
He smirks at the confident Drew. Later sat with Coach Drew and his wife, Carolyn.
Well, they obviously never get tired of playing basketball. What else do they do?
Oh, sometimes they play video games, thank you.
Coach, basketball, video games.
Carolyn, it's true. Well, they show a lot of passion, especially Drew.
Yeah, my boy could be a bit of a hothead. Other boys put him in check, though, you know. They all kind of balance each other out like that. I guess I'm lucky.
What do you mean?
I was just trying to find good kids. I wasn't trying to make the best AAU team when they were young. Willie. I first saw Willie at a YMCA game. He was amazing. He was crossing over kids twice his size. Both his parents, addicts in Chicago. His big brother, Ilya, took him in and became his legal guardian at the age of 18. Saved his little brother's life.
Jeez.
Shion? I go to church with Shion's dad, Lee Cotton.
You know, we just want Shion to work off a little bit of...
A little bit of his baby fat, you know. My boy, Drew. Drew was born with basketball in his blood. I used to read John Wooden's book to him in his crib. Now, it doesn't hurt that he was so tall, but I picked LeBron because he has skills and he was a good kid. His mom, she got to work. She can't always be there. She got to pull down shifts. So she just wants a spot where he can be safe, stay busy, and not get in any trouble. If they have the opportunity to keep playing together, it's going to be special. Listen, thank you. Thank you for coming over and checking on the boys.
Well, I should be thanking you. I was trying to keep him humble.
Good luck with that.
You play St. Pete's ball today, right? All right, all in on three. Two. All in.
Willie McGee, voted Mr. Basketball Youth League Ohio Valley last year, gets his first start tonight.
Irish versus Cahoga Falls. Words appear. It's not how you start the game. Willie scores a layup, leaping up under the basket and ricocheting the ball off the backboard.
It's hard to believe he was just an eighth grader last season, and he really contributed to St. Vincent's young basketball season so far.
Jake, what's your problem?
You're not even in position, okay?
LeBron, you're in the game. Let's go.
Come on, play ball.
LeBron jogs out, his mom Gloria standing up in the bleachers and cheering. Willie works the ball down court to LeBron, who has a large bandage covering his tattoo.
Oh, wow! Oh, that was special.
Timeout!
LeBron James slams.
Let's try this. Come here. Take a seat. It's all right. Take a seat. Sit down. Here we go. Little Drew, you're in the game. Let's go. Come on, check in.
Shion, get on the court. Let's go. Play ball.
Yeah, Dambrot is doubling down, putting two more freshmen in the game. Shion Cotton and Drew Joyce.
Not how you start the game. Let's finish it.
Coach Drew shouts his encouragement from the bleachers. Seen in slow motion, the Fab Four take to the court in their gold, green, and white basketball uniforms.
Dambrot! What the hell? They're freshmen!
Let's go.
My son is a senior. I want him playing.
playing a freshman. What is this, hoop it up?
We usually give more playing time to the upperclassmen. It's a policy.
Yeah. Well, policy doesn't win games.
Coach Dambrot ignores assistant coach Coop and offers up encouraging applause to the pack of freshmen on the court, mouthing, "Let's go."
He's a freshman. Take it out.
Castillo from Cotton. Outlet passes to Joyce. Off the backboard, and James slams it home. But I don't think I'm overstating that we may be seeing the beginnings of something special here in Akron.
The Fab Four's family shouting encouragement from the bleachers. In dimmed and moody lighting, LeBron makes a one-handed slam. And in a split-screen effect, a newspaper press prints, "LeBron drops 40 in blowout." A montage of shots shows action shots of LeBron's dunks, which are subsequently printed in newspapers.
Spencer Keisler from the Chronicle.
Well, thanks, Coach.
What's it like coaching the best high school player in the country?
Who, LeBron? Yeah, best player my ass. Kid's always loafing on defense.
Sat alongside the coach and his teammates at a press conference, LeBron grins.
Max Winter from the Post.
Hey, Max.
What about you, Coach? You thinking about returning back to college anytime soon?
I'm right in the middle of a season with this crazy bunch, so, yeah, hell yeah. Thinking about it all the time.
A montage of footage showing gameplay, newspaper headlines, their family cheering from packed bleachers, and the team traveling on coaches to various games. A headline reads, "Irish cruise to state championship, 73-55 over Greenview High School." Coach Drew stops at a traffic light. Shion's dad, Lee, sat next to him.
Is this the last donut you won't have?
It's all you. I'm good. Trying to watch my weight.
Watch your weight do what?
What you mean?
You watching your weight. What? Do what?
Trying to eat better, man.
Hey, God.
How's it feel to be pimping for St. Vincent?
The man hurls his beverage onto Lee's passenger side window and speeds through the red light.
Gonna be a brick next time. You get on that coaching staff.
The two men regard each other. A man pushes through a rotating door at the office of Sports Illustrated in New York City.
Mr. Wall.
I'm on deadline. What?
60 seconds to run something by you.
I'll be at my office in 30, so talk twice as fast.
After a forfeit from Buchtel, St. Vincent St. Mary's finished its undefeated season with a 73-55 win over Greenview High for the state title.
This is high school basketball?
My old rival high school, sir.
Feels like filler for the kids' magazine. Anything else?
The star players were four freshmen. I think one in particular could be the next Jordan.
Kobe Bryant's the next Jordan.
So maybe he's the next Kobe.
Kobe's too young to have a next. Keep me posted on Wonder Boy. What's his name, anyway?
Hey, O'Brien. Check this out, my dog.
Looking like that, right?
A waitress with drinks and food.
We ain't ordered this.
My manager went to St. V's. Says enjoy.
It's on the house, baby. Oh, yo, by all means, this year finna be straight fire.
Facts.
I know y'all seen her checking me out.
Man, she was checking me out. Y'all ain't got no game, though.
Unlike y'all, I get girls.
Since when?
Melody?
Bro, y'all just hugged that one time. Was it Melody from 7th grade? Yo, you still on that?
Still on
talking about the girl from 7th grade.
Shut up.
Willie pulls up in a burgundy car.
Yo!
Oh.
Yo!
Nah. What up? Ilya never let you drive his joint.
You're right. But it ain't his whip no more. You heard he got a new car, right? Know what that mean?
We in business!
Y'all don't get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean?
Later, Willie at the wheel, the friends cruise through nighttime Akron, their heads nodding to the music.
X6 at the club, that's boom. Let's rest when we got this fully equipped kid on it. Come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I had this bad chick uptown, she was had me messed up in the head, I mean. Bought the chick diamonds and pearls, I mean. Should have seen the ice shining on the wrist. Now money ain't the problem, see my dough is like. Pull out my bankroll on y'all dudes like. Lost the two strip, two tip like. Money wanna be my blueprints, I'm like. More or less.
Last year's last year. Doesn't do shit for us anymore, but put a big target on our ass. If we don't win at all, they'll say it's a fluke, and it'll be a fluke. Maybe you see some new faces here. This is Mr. Travis, who did us the favor of getting expelled again so that he could be here with us.
Just looking at Munchkin.
You're lucky for him. I value good defense over bad behavior. So listen up, Romeo. Pull any shit on my team, you consider yourself permanently retired. Oh, this here's Coach Drew. Some of y'all know him, I think. We need him on the schedule. Whoa. No, he's not going to save y'all, right? We're going to win it all because you're going to work your asses off. That's how this works. All right? Let's go. Come on, bring it in on three. One, two, three.
All in!
Later, sliding off a stairwell's banister, Drew bumps into Romeo Travis.
Why are you sliding?
Watch out.
You watch out.
With a glare at the Fab Four, Romeo walks off. Later in the cafeteria.
So I think he really broke another kid's jaw.
Man, do we even know he broke the first kid's jaw?
Well, he here now, so he had to break somebody's jaw.
Let's go say something.
Hell no.
We can't keep ignoring it. What are we gonna do on the court? Silence.
What's wrong with that?
Man, let's just go say what's up. Yo, stop acting scary.
Shion sits down next to Romeo.
Food don't got much seasoning on it, but you're gonna get used to it.
What y'all want, man?
Look, bro. We're on the same team, so we might as well talk.
You can save all that fake shit.
See, I told y'all this career criminal wasn't worth our time.
You like you got them little dress shoes on. I'll take them too.
Yo, I'd like to see you try.
Drew.
Chill.
Look, dog. We got a good thing going. All we want to know is if you're trying to mess it up.
Romeo eyes them, gets up and walks off, leaving his tray of half-eaten food. Shion grabs his pot of unopened chocolate pudding.
I guess.
Can't be serious.
See, he wasn't gonna eat it?
Oh, yo, fat ass.
Teammates crouch down in two lines. The starting lineup of players slap hands with them as they walk onto the court. Grant Wall from Sports Illustrated walks in.
It's a capacity crowd here tonight in Akron.
This place is bursting at the seams as defending state champion St. V's takes on perennial powerhouse Massillon.
Drew, pass the ball next time. He was wide open.
Yo, listen to your pop. Listen, kiss my ass.
Ain't nobody been that low.
Oh, Travis blocks the shot. LeBron James grabs the rebound.
That looks like he's going coast to coast.
And that's what we call a guaranteed bucket. Have you ever heard the story of King Arthur?
Yes, sir. The boy that would be king. Yeah, Bob, I mean, the score is so lopsided, the starting five are resting on the bench, and some of the reserves get a go at the Tigers.
Well, it's going to be so many chicks at that party, I'm telling you. I got two of their cheerleaders' numbers before the game, and their team sucks. They want us there, and it's gonna be packed out.
I don't know, man.
But what's the point of being popular if we just gonna hang out all night at Drew's playing 2K and wait for Girls Gone Wild commercials to come on?
I like Girls Gone Wild.
You play with this Unum, nigga. Seize the day.
Jimmy chimes in.
I say we go to that bitch.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
All right, so maybe this was a good idea.
I told you.
Come on.
The Fab Four plus Jimmy enter a house party in their green and white varsity jackets. The house is packed with dancing and drinking teens.
LeBron James. Tequila or vodka?
Vodka.
No. Drinks downed in the kitchen, the friends dance their way into a living room. Willie approaches a girl dancing on a staircase.
Excuse me, miss. Who's at the game tonight?
Shion spots Jimmy with a girl on his lap.
I gotta be true.
Drew looks over as the girl starts kissing Jimmy. Drew gives a thumbs up, which Jimmy returns.
I'll catch you later.
Oh. Yo, for real?
I'm so sorry.
You think?
His drink accidentally spilled on the girl's top. A sheepish-looking LeBron follows after her.
I'm so sorry. I did not mean to
Look,
do that.
Look, it's fine. Just leave me alone.
Here, take it. Please.
She takes the branded sweatshirt.
St. V's. Pretty far from home.
Nah, it's just my boy Drew.
It's cool. I go to Bukdo. My cousin invited me out.
Bukdo, huh?
Yeah, why?
They don't like me too much over there.
Why you throw drinks on them too?
Nah, just you.
The girl can't help but smile back at him.
Well, you got some nerve.
Their eyes remain locked on each other.
I'm Savannah.
I know.
The next morning, LeBron drops onto a chair at the dining room table.
This is what you call a hangover.
Why are you yelling?
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
As his hand flops onto the table, Gloria spots writing.
Okay, Don Juan. Who's the girl? Your hand.
Her name's Savannah.
Savannah? She cute?
What you think?
I don't know. You kind of goofy looking. I don't know what you might attract.
Ma.
I'm just playing with you. You know you handsome.
He sips more water.
Drink up. You're gonna need it.
Can I borrow your car next weekend to take her out?
Sorry, baby. I picked up some night shifts next weekend.
It's okay. I'll figure it out.
Later, outside of a restaurant.
I don't know why you had to keep asking for more bread. They told you the kitchen was closed.
They wasn't gonna do nothing but throw it away. I want my full dining experience with my leftovers.
Okay, whatever.
Savannah tries to open the passenger door on Willie's car.
Let me see. You know, I got the magic touch. You know, got this. There you go.
Nice try, but you don't get points for opening my door after I already tried.
You a hater.
Yeah. Really?
This is not my car. It's my boy Willie's. It sucks. I'm sorry. Let's just give it a minute.
As he looks away in embarrassment, Savannah grins. She leans over and plants a kiss on his lips. Later at the Irish versus Buchtel game, cheerleader Savannah and LeBron subtly acknowledge each other. Words appear, "Get your respect."
LeBron is a sellout!
Who you call a sellout, Tony? He stole him $100!
Gloria sits back down.
Hey, fellas, let's focus. Let's pay no mind all this bullshit. These are the same dudes who called us sellouts. Same dudes who try to put me on JV. I ain't losing tonight. Period.
Lil Drew stares right down the barrel of the camera. Later, dribbling down the court, he misses a layup, slamming into the padding against the back wall. Buchtel players respond by sinking a point. As Drew's knocked to the ground by a Buchtel player, Coach Drew and Coach Sam of Buchtel eye each other. Buchtel score again. The scoreboard reads Buchtel 55, Guest 43.
Time out! Bring it in!
You got pride? We gonna let these people over here disrespect us? No, we're not.
It's a mismatch out there. You too small, and the rest, they swallow the whistle. So take a break.
Lil Drew glares at his father.
Sit down, Drew.
All in on three. One, two, three!
All in. Lil Drew immediately heads back out onto the court.
Drew, what are you doing?
Paul Drew Joyce, who's checking into the game, diminutive would be a fast understatement. He's all of 5 feet, 2 inches tall.
Drew gets the ball, dribbles past Romeo, and makes a three-pointer.
Drew, that's not the play!
He's not bashful either. Those guys are on him. They're flying at him. He doesn't care.
The clock reads 3 minutes left.
No, no.
Long three by Drew.
Drew sinks another three-pointer.
He almost couldn't see him shooting, and he stuck it.
You gotta be proud of the little guy.
Oh, no, don't shoot that.
Drew Joyce gets open deep in the corner.
And another one.
Drew Joyce has the fans here today just in disbelief at his ability to shoot the basketball.
The score is 57-52.
This looks like the Irish just want to pass it around the outside and look for the little guy.
Three more points.
Is he shooting that or throwing it? He's catching it with his feet set. And he just knocks it down. That's five of them. Here we go. Five for five.
With 45 seconds left to play, the scoreboard reads 57-55.
He's going to try another one. 6 for 6. 6 for 6. Drew Joyce. He has 18 points in 6 minutes of play time.
Well, but he's pretty big today. 6 for 6 from behind the three-point.
No question about it. 18 points for Drew Joyce to lead everyone in scoring. For Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary.
The final score, 57-58. His teammates raised Drew up by his legs. Coach Dambrot looking on with tightly folded arms, despite being pleased about the win. The word respect appears as the two teams line up and slap or shake hands. All of Buchtel players towering over Lil Drew. Coach Drew and Coach Sams shake hands. Later, the Fab Four sign autographs, Romeo walking away on his own.
Where you going? You thought you wasn't going to see us again?
Now,
I'm talking to you.
Sell out ass.
What's the rest of your cheap ass team?
Yo, that's Romeo. Yo, that's Romeo.
Yo, Drew, just hold on.
Yo.
Drew decks one of the attackers. Later on the bus.
What's wrong with you?
Y'all look stupid.
Man, what? Yo. You out here having ultimate fighting championships by yourself.
Literally, bro.
Damn.
You didn't have to do that shit, bro.
We beat their ass, though.
Oh, my God. I know y'all seen Drew come through with the Falcon punch.
Yeah, but who were they, though?
Don't worry about it. There was nobody.
And nobody, because we beat their ass.
Later, Lil Drew listens to his dad on the phone.
LeBron.
6'6", yep. And he ain't even done growing. Yes. Special. Very, very special. Well, just come. Come and see for yourself. His next game is this Friday.
Drew stares at his plate.
All right now. Yes. Thank you. Good night.
Caroline clocks her son's disappointment, and Drew Sr. takes a seat at the head of the table.
So, who was that?
That was Sports Illustrated. They want to do a story on LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're a big deal now.
Well, look at that. My baby's a celebrity.
Yeah. Guess she raised a baller.
The team arrive at the Ohio Championship Series. A reporter approaches Dan Brott.
Coach, how long are you playing LeBron tonight? The whole game, half
Max,
game, what do you think?
Why don't you ask Coach Drew a couple of these questions? I got a game to win.
Hey, how you feeling about coaching your son in the championship game tonight?
I'm just an assistant, but I think we're getting used to the dynamic, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have to, right? With Coach Dan Brott going back to college ball?
Where do you get your information from?
You leaving, Coach?
Oh, don't listen.
Yeah, hell yeah. University of Akron. Deal's done. Tonight's the last game. Is this not true?
Questions, damn it. Locker room, right now.
With looks of concern on their faces, they comply.
Let's go! Oh, he didn't touch him!
The 2001 Ohio State Championship is underway as St. Vincent St. Mary's, led by LeBron James, are dominating.
You listen?
The players ignore Dan Brott's shouted instructions.
The team is playing with a more individual streetball style tonight.
Yeah, I agree. There's been a lot of showboating, which is uncharacteristic for a Dan Brott team.
God, Coach, you try to talk some sense into one of your boys, huh? They're not listening. What's he doing over here? This is ridiculous. I got no time to shit. Drew! Time. Drew, what are you doing? We got a game plan. What are you doing? One play. Not one play. We practiced. You know, you got some goddamn nerve, little Drew.
I got nerve? We run not one of your plays this whole night, and we still win it.
There's a game plan,
no,
Drew.
No, stop with the game plan shit. We don't need you. We never needed you. You've been riding our coattails ever since you got here.
Drew!
Just so you could get your ticket out.
Yeah. How about I work my ass off to build you up?
Nah, Coach, you just got in the way. If you want to leave, cool, leave. Because I promise, don't nobody care around here, man.
Bye. See you. Sorry, Mara.
It's ridiculous. Coach.
No, I'm not putting up with this shit.
Coach. Wait. There's 6 minutes left. It's a championship game.
Coach Drew follows Dan Brott out.
Coach. I'm not going to be disrespected by a bunch of teenagers. What do you expect? They look up to you. And you're walking out on them.
So you want me to get them in a circle and all hold hands and have a good cry? I have an opportunity.
They'll get over this. Most of these boys been getting over it their entire lives. Every time someone gets close to them, they end up leaving. Abandoning them. Every single person that matters to them has left.
Except you. Coach, I tried to keep them humble. You said it was gonna be hard, but... They're so damn good, and they know it. Just make sure that doesn't tear them apart.
He nods at Drew.
It's 6 minutes.
And walks away. Later, Romeo, Shion, Willie, and Lil Drew are sat in their uniforms on bleachers.
Yeah. But he planned it all along.
Yeah, but what's he gonna do? Not go?
Screw that, Uncle Willie. Be the reason why he got a shot in the first place. Oh, Drew, this shit not funny, bro. It's a serious matter.
Bruh, how can y'all be serious with this comedy playing up? Yo, stop trying to act hard.
So soft ass.
Man, stop making me laugh.
Yo!
Oh. What you doing? Wild. Focus. Stop worrying about us. Yo, sit down.
All right.
Don't be mad.
LeBron poses with a basketball balanced on his hand, his mouth in an O, and the other hand reaching towards the camera. A Sports Illustrated headline reads, The Chosen One.
Yo, check this out, check this out. That's my foot.
How was that your foot? I was standing right behind him.
Yeah, Ray Charles can see that that's my lean chocolate calf.
That is not your ashy-ass calf.
Ain't nothing mean about that calf.
What y'all talking about?
They're sat in LeBron's room.
I see it, I guess.
Yeah? Thanks, Miss Gloria. Bro, you can't tell she was being sarcastic.
Hey.
Post.
Get him, girl.
Stop.
Get him.
Stop it.
Get him.
Bro, you hit hard for a little man.
Come on, can we borrow your car so we don't have to cram it to Willie's bucket?
Sure, baby.
Gloria tosses him a set of keys. Later, walking to a huge SUV.
Yeah,
oh,
damn.
Hold on.
Yo.
Oh, yo, this is hard. Damn. Get in the back. Yeah, try to send them back.
All but Willie piled in, LeBron steps closer to his mom, who's followed them out.
How'd you pull this off?
I took out a loan. They know we're gonna be good for it.
LeBron pulls her into a bear hug.
Check out your ride.
Willie looks sadly over at his small car.
Hey, this shit clean, dog.
Wait, you got a DVD playing here.
Brian, yo, let's ride. Let's get out of here.
Hold up. What about my car?
Bro, ain't nobody gonna steal that shit, bro.
Yeah, laugh now. Just don't forget, when y'all needed a ride somewhere, who was there for y'all? Uncle Willie.
Uncle Willie.
LeBron!
Later at the burger joint, LeBron stops to autograph a kid's basketball and poses for pictures with fans. Another fan hands him a jersey.
LeBron! You a fan of West Sunso?
Washington Bulls? Kidding me, of course.
This is for you.
This is real?
Of course it's real. It's vintage from 1976. Damn. Now it's yours.
Man, thank you. Appreciate that.
Hey, mind taking a picture?
Sure.
All right, great. Hey, would you take our picture? Please? Come on. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Right. Savannah takes the picture.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Ah, what'd you get?
He sips on a milkshake.
Cookies and cream.
Yeah, and it's half melted.
Still good, it's just ice cream soup.
Are you done being famous now?
Down with your little attitude now?
She smiles at him.
Maybe. Your food's in the car. I think it'd be a really smart choice, you know?
I'm sorry, you said something, babe?
He's watching a game.
What I was trying to say is that the class is only $200 and it's supposed to be really good. And you should check it out.
Okay. What do I need to take an SAT for?
What if you blow your knee out or...
Hey, don't put that on me. Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna be making millions right out the gate. I definitely don't need college. You don't either.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
It means you hit the lotto.
Oh, I did I? Oh, wait, I just... Hey, everybody, I just hit the lottery.
Savannah, that came out
wrong. No, because my boyfriend is LeBron James. I mean, I had to buy his ice cream because he didn't have no cash. But in a couple years, bling, bling, ho, gold digger, stand up.
Savannah, I was just saying...
I know exactly what you were saying because you've been saying it for a while now. I mean, look at you. You ain't even in the NBA yet, but I can't tell. What's it going to be like when you actually are?
Later, laid out on his bed with his eyes closed, an image of scoring in his head.
Ain't nothing about me going to change. I'm still me.
Are you? You're good at basketball. LeBron, you're great. But if you don't check yourself, basketball's going to be all that you have.
He opens his eyes, his gaze inward and introspective. Junior year.
All right, I get it. Listen up. Now, I know everybody thinks y'all are God's gift to basketball, right? But we got to get ready.
I don't need to get ready because I stay ready.
I hope so, because this ain't last year. We ain't playing for no state championship. We're playing for number one in the nation. So if you thought last year's schedule was hard, think again.
We ran through that.
Well, now the whole country gonna be watching. And we got Oak Hill next month. Remember? The consensus number one team. Basically, it's a bunch of all-stars.
He holds up the Sports Illustrated issue.
I suggest you do not let this go to your heads.
Later, all decked out in gray hoodies and sweatpants, the team travel on a large coach and lip-sync to the song. On a court, LeBron makes a slam dunk. The coach drives on, a map and the word Detroit appearing. St. Vincent St. Mary is ranked 17th. Now in Maryland...
I'm gonna tell you, fucking to the family, daughter.
Fab Four is now officially the Fab Five.
Romeo is presented with his own game controller labeled Angry Man. They win again in Virginia, their ranking moving up to 9th. They fly to Los Angeles. A headline in Players Digest reading, King James to rule them all. LeBron scores again in Arizona. As they approach New Jersey, their ranking is now 2nd. The team play with water guns in an indoor pool.
What does LaQuincy even mean?
It means you failed Spanish, Negro.
We came a long way from selling duct tape.
Yeah, Jersey Shore look a lot better, too.
Y'all sold duct tape for uniforms?
You came from the struggle, dog.
Struggle? I had to break a kid's jaw to get here.
The boys eye each other warily.
I really believe that shit.
But I told these fools that was some bullshit.
Man, it's the crazy eyes you got, you know?
Nah, but look, though, if we beat these dudes, we're gonna be number one. Like, legit, the best team in America.
We already the best team.
Nah, dog. Like Ric Flair said, to beat a man, you gotta beat a man! Woo!
LeBron reads a message.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what's up?
Yo, I just got invited to a party. And they said half the league is gonna be there.
Hey, y'all gotta come for me. I'll be back.
All right, bro.
He fist bumps them all and heads out. His friends stare on happily out the pool window as a now dressed LeBron hops into a man's sports car.
The Fighting Irish are going to have their hands full here tonight with Oak Hill Academy. They've been called the Hoop Factory, NBA High, and of course, the number one team in America by USA Today.
And boy, are they loaded, boasting a starting lineup filled with top 100 recruits, including the number one recruit in the nation, Carmelo Anthony.
Dressed in a light brown suit as opposed to his usual tracksuit, Coach Drew watches as LeBron gags in the locker room.
What's going on? You all right?
Yeah, it's just the pizza from last night.
Yeah, it was pepperoni. He was in the bathroom all night, Coach.
Well, maybe you should sit out this game.
Nah, I'm good. For I'm fine.
Oak Hills, Carmelo Anthony, and St. V's LeBron James are both leading their teams in scoring.
Well, we are going to see both of these young men in the NBA, and one of them is going to have bragging rights when this game comes up.
LeBron has the ball stolen off him.
You know, up until this game, St. V's hasn't really faced any adversity.
With just over 7 minutes left in the third period, the score is 64-58. Willie dives, slapping the ball over to LeBron.
Wow, Willie McGee really picking up the slack for the Irish here in the third.
And with all the hype surrounding LeBron James, this is a bit of a disappointing debut on the big stage for him today.
LeBron shoots, but the ball is batted away, and Oak Hill score.
A great game, but tonight, Oak Hill just wanted it more.
I agree. LeBron James and the Irish look good at times, but ultimately came up short. Final score, Oak Hill 77, St. Vincent St. Mary's 66.
Later, the locker room starts to clear. Coach Drew leaning up against a wall.
Let me talk to you for a minute.
A dejected LeBron, his shoulders slumped, shuffles after Coach Drew.
I want you to take today how you played and the outcome and learn from it. You are a special player. The whole world already knows it. You are going to have to deal with distractions. These other boys are not going to have to deal with. I'm just being real.
Lil Drew listens from afar.
How successful you become depends entirely on how well you manage the pressure.
Shots of the team being interviewed.
We're definitely blessed. I mean, this is a third year in a row going back to state. And I know with these guys behind me, we can make it a three-peat.
Listen, Drew, take the ball back up top.
It's the chemistry we got. I know where LeBron gonna be before he even gets there.
No. Run it back. What you looking at?
Willie flashed out to the man. I thought I could give it to him.
Willie? The plan for Willie's son?
Well, we've been playing basketball together since we were 10. It's like natural. Coming from where I'm from, it's crazy to see how tight-knit everyone was. And then they just kind of folded me in, made me part of the family. Because that's what this feels like, family.
Coach, Rome wasn't cutting fast enough.
I was right there. You just wanted to shoot that.
I don't want
to
hear that.
Even when we're not on the court, we're always together. And that's how it's always been. LeBron's this big star now, but to us, it feels like nothing's changed.
You acting like you don't understand simple concepts. Hello? When the down screen come from LeBron, give him the ball.
Great. Okay, I think that's good. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Dressed in their smart uniforms, the boys smile in front of a large white backdrop in the gym.
Now, you see that there? That is pure joy there. They're just taking every opportunity here and spinning it into pure gold.
And they're a good team, but this is unexpected. The fans are going nuts.
Well, with the 10-point lead and growing, it's like, no wonder.
At the 2002 state championship, the boys are trailing 45-55.
Whoa. That ain't no foul rap.
No foul. Keep playing.
Pass the ball. You don't got to do it all by yourself.
A spectator holds up a banner. Is LeBron a student or a rapper?
Get open. You're no help
this whole time.
Get open. Hey, I don't want to hear none of that. Get over here.
Bro, we about to blow it. against Roger goddamn Bacon.
How we getting beat by a team named after a breakfast meat?
Cut the talk, pay attention. You can still win this game.
One on three. One, two, three, four.
Pass the ball.
Man, play some defense.
Less than 4 minutes left in the fourth period, they trail behind 45-57.
Sorry, can't all be 23. Watch your mouth.
The other team slam dunks another point.
Boy, you're supposed to switch that.
I'm only helping. You need to get back.
Shut the fuck up, chosen one.
What you say to me?
You got ears? Get on my face, bro.
Don't be mad at me because you ain't tall enough to make it pro.
Huh?
Stop pushing me.
Hey, guys, cut it out. You gotta mess around and get attacked.
Drew chucks the basketball into the full bleachers.
12 green.
Come on, man.
Think. Tossing us the game, Drew.
Get off of me, bro.
Drew. Get over here.
Hey. As Shion sits down on the bench, spectators wave Bacon. Lee to Gloria and Carolyn.
We're really going to lose this game.
I think we might have lost more than that.
A large screen above the final score relays an image of LeBron staring blankly ahead. The final score, 63-71. The screen fades to black around LeBron's face. Later in the locker room, Coach Drew is resting an arm on a drinks dispenser, with the Fab Four and Romeo sat nearby. LeBron looks over to Willie, whose gaze is fixed on the floor. Coach Drew knocks over the drinks dispenser and gives it a kick. Without a backwards glance at the boys, he stomps away.
Man, that shit ain't fun no more.
LeBron takes in Shion's statement. Later out in the gym, a cleaner sweeps away confetti, and the dejected teammates walk out. Later that night, Willie's brother Ilya spots him shooting hoops in the dark.
Yo, the midnight again, man.
Couple more.
All right, what's going on, man? What's up?
Willie sits down, his back against the basketball hoop pole.
We was kids. I had size and skills over everybody. But it's like, they got better and I just stayed the same.
Willie glances up at his brother before staring out at nothing.
What happens if nobody wants me?
Get up, man. Let me ask you something. Why do you think the boys been calling you Uncle Willie since y'all was 11?
What's that got to do with anything?
You a leader, Willie. Just because you ain't leading down the path you thought does not mean you ain't on your way.
Willie drops his head as he takes in his brother's words.
You hear what I'm saying?
He nods, and they hug.
A whole lot more than just basketball, little bro.
The next day, Drew shoots hoops in his backyard. Coach Dambrot walks up in a blue tracksuit.
What you doing here?
Nice to see you, too.
You should be proud. You guys had a good season. The boys are looking good.
When are we not?
Roger Bacon ring a bell?
You come here to break my balls?
Only partly. My point guard graduates this year.
through smiles.
You want me to come play for you?
You're a good player, Drew. I enjoyed coaching you.
So much. You dipped out on us first chance you got.
Drew misses his shot.
I wanted back in college ball. I saw my shot and I took it. Not gonna apologize for that.
Dambrot dribbling the ball, Drew sits on the minivan's bumper.
It doesn't mean I'm blind to what you boys did for me. Or that I forgot what I was doing at this school in the first place. It's not like I left you high and dry. I knew you'd be in good hands. I wanted to make great players out of you. And I did. Your dad wants to make great men. That'll last you a lot longer. Don't forget that. Give me a call.
Drew Sr. watching from the window, Dambrot bounces the ball back to Drew and heads out. Senior year. LeBron starts to get changed in the locker room.
So we just ain't gonna talk to each other for the whole season?
LeBron looks over to Shion.
I got something to say.
LeBron stands and heads over to Romeo.
Look, came here to play ball, put in work. So while I'm here, that's what I plan to do. Before practice, after practice, it's whatever. When we get on that court, strictly business. You feel me?
Yeah. All right. Well, we got Oak Hill next month, so.
Drew nods.
So we do what we gotta do.
Listening from his office, Coach Drew closes his door. He lets out a deep breath. Later at the Wolstein Center,
a high school game here in Cleveland has attracted a crowd of 10,000 here tonight, but it's not just any high school game. It's phenom LeBron James against the number one ranked team in the country, Oak Hill. LeBron Mania goes national here tonight.
He's one of those teenage phenoms that come along in their given sport and are so gifted. And all I know is if he's half as good as all I've heard about him, he is going to be one special athlete.
Romeo passes to LeBron, who dunks it with one hand. LeBron roars after another one-armed dunk. The score reads 24-12. St. B's in the lead. Coach Drew shouts instructions to LeBron on the court. Gloria applauding in the packed-out stands. LeBron scores again. Willie passes to LeBron, who passes to Romeo for a slam dunk. Willie works the ball down the court, who passes it to LeBron, who bounces it back between his legs to Romeo for another slam dunk. The score, 57-40. As LeBron strides across the court with his chest puffed out, the final score reads 65-45. His mom, Gloria, is in a number 23 jersey, LeBron's mom written across the back. Words appear, payback's a bitch.
Good game, man.
LeBron and his mom hug.
LeBron, can we have a word with you?
I know you, of course. Love you.
You've been on the cover of Sports Illustrated, ESPN, and USA Today. That must be a bit surreal. What do you think? Is it too much pressure for you?
No, it's never no pressure.
You know, I just come in there, play my game, and get my teammates involved. You know, when I'm with my boys, man, I'm always focused like no other, for real. And tonight, we play the number one team in the country. We gave it our all 110%, like we do every other night. We always do it together.
Well, congrats. Enjoy the win.
Nah, thank you.
He eyes his teammates who are headed to the locker room, Willie snapping a towel at Drew, and follows. Later changed into a green hoodie, he stops as he spots Coach Drew, his mom, and another man.
What happened? Somebody die?
The adults avert their eyes.
A bribe? That's bullshit.
For what they're claiming.
It was a jersey a random dude just gave me.
A vintage jersey worth $1,800.
How the hell is he supposed to know that?
Regardless, it was over the permissible limit set by OHSAA.
It was from a fan. Not a coach, not a booster, a fan. Besides, all the players get sponsored gear.
If the donor isn't a family member, it's considered a bribe.
But it was just some random dude.
This is witch hunt, Dave. There's been some very generous alumni endowments since these boys stepped foot on this campus. Don't you think we owe him our support?
The only thing the same V owes anyone is a good education, and the look of a high school player driving a Hummer doesn't help. Please, no disrespect. And yes, I know what this is. Look, it's not my call. LeBron, you're suspended for the rest of the season pending appeal.
Are you serious?
You know this isn't right.
You can go to the games, but you're not allowed to suit up or interact with the players. For all intents and purposes, you're not a part of the team anymore.
Clasping her hands, Gloria tries to stay calm.
He's just a kid.
The silver-haired principal shakes his head.
Let's go. Come on, let's go.
A controversial Ohio High School Athletic Association ruling today involving basketball phenom LeBron James.
This ruling means not only is LeBron James ineligible for the remainder of the season, it means the Fighting Irish must forfeit the big win last week over rival Buchtel. Here's the OSA commissioner, Clara Mascaro.
The OHSAA is not persecuting one student athlete. Rather, we are protecting every student athlete on every team.
Bullshit.
LeBron stares at the TV in his room. Later, driving his Hummer.
Yo, Bron, this aunt checking up on you. Delia told me to say what up. Look, I'm just letting you know, man, we got your back, all right? Yo, big dog. Just calling to check on you. You know, we gonna get through this. Don't stress it. Hey, yo, Bron, I heard what happened, man. That's some bullshit. Forget Cloud. Whatever his name is. Just hit me back, bro.
Rain continuing to pelt down, Savannah heads out of her house with a blue umbrella and climbs into LeBron's car. He looks over to her with a defeated expression. Later in a huddle, Drew speaks to the remaining teammates.
Listen up, listen up. Y'all know who ain't here, right? But we here. We here. It don't matter that everybody written us off, because we know what we're capable of. So let's go out there, show these fools that we're more than just one player, all right?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
More than just one player. All right, all in on three. One, two, three.
Tonight, St. V's goes against Canton McKinley. Both teams need this game to continue to the state championship.
Yeah, and the whole state of Ohio is aware tonight LeBron James will not be on the court.
You know, this is when the phrase next man up becomes all too real.
LeBron sneaks into the upper bleachers, his head covered by a black hoodie.
And tonight we'll see how this St. Vincent team fares without their centerpiece.
Let's go, Green!
St. V's is losing by 3 points.
There we go.
Romeo slam dunks and Drew scores on a rebound.
Come on.
LeBron has moved closer to the court and Willie scores a three-pointer. St. V's trailing by 1 point. The other team scores again.
It's a timeout. With
less than 25 seconds left, St. V's passed the ball several times. At the last second, Shion leaps up and scores a slam dunk. The final score, 64-63. Coach Drew leaps off his seat, and Coach Coop stops LeBron from walking onto the court.
Hey, come on, LeBron. You know you can't.
Come on, Coach Coop. You'll get us in trouble, all right? You sorry, buddy. Come on, champ.
LeBron reluctantly complies, clapping from the sidelines. Drew and LeBron spot each other, LeBron inclining his head, and Drew barely acknowledging him.
Ain't gonna say hi?
Hey, Mom.
A sandwich in hand, LeBron sits with his mom on the couch and takes a big bite.
How was the game?
He sits back and stares at the TV.
What you watching?
I tape my stories.
They won. They're going to state.
They?
I ain't on team no more. Did you have friends in high school?
I had friends, just like everybody else.
Nah. I mean, like, friends.
She gives a nod.
Yeah. I had a few.
You still talk to any of them?
Nah. Not really.
She sits back and looks over to her son.
That's just how life is sometimes, baby. You go to school, you got your crew, and you can't imagine what life would be like without them. And you graduate, or you move, or the real world hits you, gets in the way.
He glances over at her.
And you just kind of grow apart. It happens.
It's really not what I wanted to hear.
I know. But that don't change how it is.
His lips set in a line. He looks to his mom.
What's important is that when you look back, did you make the time you had together count? Did you give it everything you got?
He takes in her words. Later, sat in a meeting room.
Mr. James? I'm sure you're aware that the association has no bearing on your eligibility for the NBA draft.
Yes, sir.
Well, I have to be honest with you, then. I'm a little puzzled why we're all here today. You're on the very brink of wealth and fame and By your own admission, you don't plan to attend college. I can't see how missing one high school basketball game will affect your future in any way.
It won't, sir.
You understand that presenting yourself here today puts us under no obligation to reinstate you.
Yes, ma'am. It's just, right now, I'm not thinking about the future. I'm thinking about my brothers. They made it all the way to stay without me.
So, this is just a vanity play so you can be in the championship game?
A smug-looking woman nods her head.
No, ma'am. It wouldn't matter what game it was. I moved 10 times before I was 12. All I had is my mom. She's the only thing consistent, you know?
He looks over to his mom and Coach Drew.
And this crazy coach kept quoting John Wooden found me. One of the only men in my life that I could look up to. He put me on the Shooting Stars, where I met Drew, Shion, and Willie. And man, we'd hoop all day, except for school. Spend nights playing video games and doing it all over again the next day. It wasn't nothing special really about it, but it was special to me. Then we went to St. V's and met Coach Dambrot. And man, he was tough, but he helped me become the player who I am now. People keep telling me that my life's about to change. And they probably right. In a year, I might not be the same person. So if I have to pay a fine, change my jersey number, do community service, I'll do it. Just tell me what to do. But please, let me play with my best friends one last time.
The entirely white collection of people at the horseshoe-shaped desks stare at him. The sun rises over rural Akron. How it finished. A coach is parked outside of St. V's impressive stone exterior. LeBron climbs on, fist bumping with teammates as he works his way to the back.
Good to have you back, bro.
Drew, Shion, Willie, and Romeo stare up at him, poker-faced. Drew.
Heard you cried in front of the board.
Like a 220-pound baby.
What's up, boy?
What's up? Good, boy.
What's up, baby?
What's up, man?
Look who came crawling back.
It's just sad when you see shit like that. Ain't it sad or wrong?
It's definitely sad.
Shut up, y'all.
Ready to hoop?
Hell yeah.
Irish versus Kettering Alter, 2003 state championship.
Well, Bob, it's been an absolute pleasure covering 4 years of basketball with the St. Vincent St. Mary's team. And, of course, the Akron phenom himself, LeBron James.
I think everyone's hoping for a storybook ending. A low-scoring game as we come to the end of the quarter. We now go into halftime with St. V's down by 5.
Dambrot watches from the stands. In the locker room...
Tonight you have the chance to go down as the greatest high school team in basketball history. But I want you to take a minute. Try to grasp this thing, this opportunity that we've been given. I can tell you, when you look back at this time in your lives, it won't be about stats, accolades, the X's and O's. It's not about winning the state championship. to be that person next to you. And no matter how you spin it, this is my last time coaching some of you. More importantly, this is the last time that this team will ever play together. Ask yourselves, what are you going to do with that time?
He gazes down at the players. Back on the court, Shion scores a layup, his dad Lee shouting with joy in the stands. Gloria, Savannah, and Drew's mom, Carolyn, applaud as LeBron scores again. Ilya and his girlfriend cheer as Willie lands a layup. Willie calls a timeout.
What's up?
Coach, I think it's time for me to come out. Because it's time for Jimmy to go in.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah. One, two, three, get it, boy.
Jimmy passes to Drew, who passes it back. As he sinks a three-pointer, the skinny teen looks down at his hand, and his teammates celebrate with him. More points are scored, Romeo slam dunking, and Drew landing a three-pointer and playfully blowing on his fingers as if they're fired guns. A smiling LeBron dribbles the ball and then chucks it up in the air. The crowd erupts into cheers, Coach Drew thrusting forward a fist, and Dan Brott smiling down from the upper stands and mouthing, "God damn." Willie rushes into the stands and hugs his brother, and later the team pose with gold medals round their necks.
How do I...
They smile for the camera and hold up a single finger, number one. Later on senior night...
Oh, man, why do you gotta play this song?
Are you crying?
No shit, I'm crying. It's like I got a heart like you cold-ass bastards.
Big fella.
You guys ready? But you guys were walking with your families.
We are.
All in smart suits of either tan, brown, or blue, LeBron leads his friends out onto the basketball court. A large green banner unfurls from the ceiling. Division II boys state basketball champions. USA Today national champions 2003. All wearing pins of their boys on their tops, Ilya shouts out to Willie. Gloria holds back tears as she applauds. Lee wipes an eye. And Carolyn and Drew Joyce look on with happiness and pride. Stood in a line in the center of the court, the friends link arms and watch projector screens, showing them posing with their medals. Later, Coach Drew heads to his minivan. The boys approach.
Man, you abandoning us, Coach?
What y'all doing out here? You know the party's in there.
Nah, last time we checked, the party was in here. Yeah, but you can't play none of that whack-ass music.
Whack-ass music? How have I failed y'all so badly?
Oh,
coach?
John, let me get in the back.
Yes. Oh. Y'all don't know nothing about no music.
Yeah. Hey, Willie, what you doing, man?
Oh, my goodness.
I got it.
No! No, you ain't. What y'all doing?
Later, they pull away from Swenson's drive-in and sing along with the song as they drive through Akron.
I may be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care. Cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining horizon.
A flashback of the boys in their youth rolling their eyes as Coach Drew serenades Carolyn as they drive along in the same minivan. The boys smile and tease Coach Drew. Shooting Stars. Footage shows the real-life people who made various cameos in the film. The real-life Shion as a spectator at a Shooting Stars game. Shion went on to play football at The Ohio State University. He later released a rap album featured on the NBA 2K video game franchise. The real-life Drew, also a spectator at the Shooting Stars game, he went on to play for Coach Dan Broad at the University of Akron, where he became the all-time leader in assists. He later played 12 seasons in Europe. The real-life Romeo, featuring as one of the other team's coaches, Romeo played for the University of Akron and was elected to the 2019 Akron Basketball Hall of Fame, along with Coach Dan Broad and Little Drew Joyce. After graduating, he had a successful career as a professional basketball player overseas. Making an appearance as a ref in the film, Willie went on to become athletic director at his alma mater, St. Vincent St. Mary, in Akron, Ohio. Coach Drew authored his own guide to basketball as head coach of St. Vincent St. Mary. He continues to coach there today and made a cameo in the film as the science teacher handing back papers. LeBron married Savannah. He made it to the NBA, where word is he did okay. Though the Fab Five would never again play as a team, they remain close friends to this day. A picture of the grown men on St. V's court, along with Coach Drew, slowly comes into focus. Audio description created by Plint. Written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Credits. Directed by Chris Robinson. Screenplay by Frankie Flowers and Tony Rettenmeyer and Jewel Taylor. Based on the book by LeBron James and Buzz Bissinger. Produced by Rachel Winter, PGA, Spencer Bailey, PGA, LeBron James and Maverick Carter, Jamal Henderson, Terrence Winter. Executive Producer, Gretel Twombly. Director of Photography, Karsten Gopinath. Production Designer, Lucio Satius. Editor, Joe Francis, ACE. Costume Designer, Marcy Rogers. Cast: Wood Harris as Coach Drew Joyce, Mookie Cook as LeBron James, Caleb McLaughlin as Lil Drew Joyce, Natalie Paul as Gloria James, Algie Smith as Ilya McGee, Dermot Mulroney as Coach Dan Brott, Khalil Everidge as Shion Cotton, Scoot Henderson as Romeo Travis, Caitlin Nicole as Savannah, Avery S. Wills Jr. as Willie McGee. Casting by Kim Taylor Coleman, CSA. Music by Mark Isham. Music supervisors Keir Lehman and James Cartwright. Additional cast: Sam Hubbard as Coach Coop, Diane Howard as Carolyn Joyce, Bryant Bentley as Lee Cotton, Drake Tobias as Jimmy, Malcolm Waters as Jermaine, Sir Miles as Young LeBron, S.N. Lombach as Young Lil Drew, Caden Amari Anderson as Young Shion, Thomas Shaw III as Young Willie. A dedication in loving memory of Ilya McGee, July 5th, 1969 to June 30th, 2022. Basketball consultant Jerome Hipps. Basketball advisor Ashanti Cook. Soundtrack available on Backlot Music. In remembrance, Grant Wall, December 2nd, 1973 to December 10th, 2022. Copyright 2023 Universal Studios, all rights reserved.